Hi guys, so I'm back with another Wednesday talk. So I did a Wednesday talk this morning, but I want to delete that one and I want to redo it because this feels like I have a lot more to say. And I just want to let you guys like really have a conversation with me that doesn't feel super rushed. So like yesterday was for the most part a good day. I'm not going to say that yesterday was a bad day. It actually had a lot of good things going on with it, to be honest with you. I talked to my friend all day yesterday, like the whole day, like we were just texting all day, you know, talking all day, and it was beautiful. We was talking about how much we missed each other, and you know, that felt good, and how we couldn't wait until he came back home. I miss him so much, you guys. Like, oh my god, like I can't wait till next week when he's finally back home. Like, I really miss him a lot. His kids are back in school now, and he'll be back Tuesday. So he'll be back Tuesday night. Actually, his flight lands Tuesday night. So I'm hoping, like, so next weekend, I'm just trying, next week I'm on vacation as well, and I'm just trying to get away, y'all. Like, you gotta understand, like, with all this depression and anxiety and me not feeling well, I do not want to be here. It's hard being in my house, to be honest, and it is nothing going on in my house that's bad. Like, my parents aren't, I'm getting along with my dad, surprisingly. Me and my dad have not had any disagreements, any arguments. I'm getting along with my mom. Like, it's nothing that anybody in the house is doing to me. It's just more so that I just need to get away, because I never got to go anywhere this whole summer. Like, this whole summer I was just like confined to the house. Basically, my mom, you know, I was going to go out of town for my birthday for Williamsburg. My mom was like, she'll watch my daughter, go ahead and enjoy myself. I'm all excited because I'm thinking I'm going to go for 3 days, for my 3 or 4 days for my birthday. And then I don't even want to go into details because I already told you guys this story before. But if you're new, I'll just keep it short. My ex basically stood me up, didn't show up, so I was out back. I ended up like just not being able to do anything, and it sucks. And that really hurt my feelings, y'all, like to the core, because I really wanted to, you know, do some things. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to go out. I wanted to enjoy my time, and I was unable to do that. So I ended up spending my birthday in the house, like emotional crying and, you know, just not feeling good inside because my birthday was pretty much ruined. And I never got to do anything all summer. So my whole summer has been spent working. Like, I haven't took no vacation time. I haven't done anything. So I just been kind of spending my time in the house. Like, I haven't been going out anywhere. I haven't been doing much of anything. And it's been horrible, you guys, because I've wanted to have fun for my birthday. Or not for my birthday, but sorry, but I just wanted to have fun in general for the summer, and I haven't done, and I feel bad because I wanted my daughter to do more this summer. Like, we didn't get to do a lot because of my work schedule, and I'm just now taking a vacation next week, which is only like, I took 4 days off, but so I'm going to be working that Monday, and then that Tuesday and everything else, I won't be working. But, you know, it just feels like every day is dragging. And I'm like, oh my God, I just want to feel better. I just want to get away. So, yeah, when my friend comes back, I'm definitely going to be, you know, going away for a couple of days. Me and him are going to be doing something, and I'm excited about it. And I just need a break, you know, just to get away, clear my head, have some time for myself, you know. I was feeling like a little bit better yesterday, because I finally kind of realized why I had been so emotional and why I was feeling the way I was feeling. I was feeling super bad because of the simple fact that I kind of came to the conclusion of what was making me sick to a certain extent. So I'm going to tell you guys about it in a minute. But like I was saying, you guys, one of the reasons that I found out that I was like depressed and stuff like that was because of the provider I was seeing. Like, I didn't realize, but she was giving me the wrong medications, and I kept telling her like, hey, these medications aren't working for me. you know, they're making me sick, they're making me worse. And I felt like she was not listening to anything I was saying to her. She was just wanting to up the dose. And the whole month of me seeing her was pretty much pure hell, because she would literally sit there and ask me questions like, am I suicidal? Questions that weren't even to me relevant to my medication, when my last period was, just questions that I felt like, why are you asking these questions? Because I've never been asked these questions by any other, like, you know, provider before. It was weird. And so she would just ask me a million other questions that to me didn't pertain to my mental health or my medications. And then, you know, I kept telling her over and over, the meds are making me sick. I felt like I was gaining weight. Things were happening and I didn't feel good on the meds. I was crying every single day, which to me, I don't feel like it's normal for someone to be crying every single day. And I would tell her these things. She wasn't listening to me. She wasn't trying to hear me out. And it just got to a point where, you know, everything just came to a head. And I was like, you know, this is not going to work. Like, I don't want to see her anymore as a provider, because instead of helping me, she's making me 100% worse. So it just was one of those type of situations where I was like, you know what, I gotta step away. And I had to kind of make a decision that I would no longer just see her anymore, and I'm gonna go back to seeing my primary care as my person that does my medications. Before I even started seeing her, my primary care was doing my medications, but he suggested I see a nurse practitioner or a psychiatrist. So I took his advice and did it, but it just didn't work out. And besides, with my primary care, I don't have to see him every month or every few weeks. He'll give me a bunch of refills to last me for months, and then I go back to seeing him again. So it's just easier. So I'm gonna make an appointment to see him in September and just get him to take back over my medications and see like what we can do from there. So it's pretty frustrating, to say the least, and just sitting there and realizing like, this person was making me 10 times worse. I'm crying all the time, not feeling well. Like, what was the point of me seeing this person? And the sucky part that bothers me, yes, I said sucky, but the part that bugs me the most is the fact that I feel as though, as a mental health provider, you take an oath to take care of your patients and to make sure they're good. And I feel like if your patient is telling you, hey, the medication's not working, take them off the medication. Why would you keep them on something that's making them sicker instead of better? So I feel like she did not care about that, and she was not trying to change anything. And so that became a huge issue for me, because you're not helping me. You know, you're making things worse for me. And I don't know what to do. I just felt like everything was just going completely left, and I needed to hurry up and get off this ride before I get worse off, you know? So I was like I said, I was crying every day. I was irritable. I got to the point where I, even going in stores, was giving me bad anxiety just to walk through a store. And it was horrible, you guys. Like, I've been through a lot, you guys. It's been rough, to say the least. It's been really rough, you guys. But I've been trying to make it through. I've been trying, but some days are easier than others. Like, yesterday was better. Like, I talked to my guy friend all day yesterday. We had the best conversations, like, text each other the whole entire day, like, back to back. We just told each other how much we miss each other, how we can't wait till he comes home and we can hang out again. And like I told you guys, I just need to get away. You know, I just feel like when he comes home, me and him are gonna do something, go away for a weekend. I'm finally on vacation next week, and I just honestly just can't wait to get away. Like I just told you guys, I just can't wait to get away. Like, I need a vacation so bad. Because I can just feel it in my body, and you know, it's just not a good feeling. Like, I have these good and bad days. Yesterday I was feeling a little bit better, so I didn't go for a drive yesterday. I pretty much just stayed home. But today I'm feeling a little, I'm feeling up and down today. So because I'm not feeling like my best, I'm probably most likely going to go for a drive this afternoon to try to help myself feel a little bit better, and just see what happens, you know, with that. And this weekend I'm gonna try to take my daughter to get some school shopping done. Like, I have a lot I need to do. trying to order myself another duffel bag, and I'm trying to order some stuff on Amazon. Like, I just want a small duffel bag for when I stay away from home, so I don't have to carry my big humongous suitcase with me, you guys. But unfortunately, I don't have, I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that. I don't know. But yeah, so yesterday was a little bit better, because I came to the realization of like what was actually happening. But yeah, everything, like work and everything else, is just stressing me. It's like every day has been a struggle just for me to get through a work day. That's been like really hard on me, because most days I can't even make it through a work day. Like, today feels really like, I don't know, I feel kind of a little more down today, this morning, than I did yesterday. Like, yesterday I felt a little bit better, but today I feel a little down and just kind of tired, and you know, I'm just needing a little break. I just think that, you know, I'm just struggling with a lot right now, you guys. It's hard. Mental health is really hard on the body and everything else. Like, just trying to push through and just trying to make it. Like, yeah. So, Saturday I probably will go somewhere. I'm not going to sit up in the house, because I feel like that's not good for me. My mom's going to be out with her girlfriend shopping, so it'll be just me and my daughter here. I don't know what my dad is going to be doing, but I got to figure something out to get us out the house. Like, so me and her can just get some fresh air and go do something fun, you know. So today I probably will take us for a drive. Last night we didn't go for a drive. My daughter was like, we're not going for a drive. I was like, no, we're not gonna go. But tonight I'll probably take us for a little drive, and then we'll come back home and we'll relax. You know, it's just, some days are easier than others, you guys. I battled it so much, but I just can't wait to just get away for a couple of days, and hopefully I feel better. I don't know, you guys. Like, it's rough. I go through these up and down moods. That's why I know I need the medication, because I gotta get through it. But obviously, I'm not gonna pick up the medication my doctor sent, because that'll be, like, crazy to me to be picking up something that I'm not gonna be taking. And I don't want them to be like, oh, she picked up the medication. But yeah, because I'm no longer going to be seeing her, so I'm just not going to take any meds. I'm just going to push through the best way I know how, you guys. I'm on my break right now, so I'm relaxing. Like, I literally made a Wednesday talk this morning, but I was like, I want to redo the whole thing, because I wanted to really tell you guys how I'm feeling and all that good stuff. But yeah, I do want to say this, guys. Like, this is one of the happiest I've been, probably talking to somebody since I've been talking to my guy friend. Like, it's one of the happiest moments. Like, I feel like I don't have to question anything with him. He actually comes and picks me up when he wants to see me. I don't even have to drive to him. And he genuinely really treats me probably really good, you guys. Like, I'm enjoying it. And I feel like my feelings for him are getting stronger as each day goes by. They're getting stronger. Like, so we'll see what happens. But at the same time, I really want to just take my time with it, because I am scared that if I move too fast, that, you know, I was just looking at this couple on YouTube that was talking about their relationship and how they chose to go slow. And that's how I feel. Like, I don't want to move too fast. I want to move slow, because I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, we rush into something and then it all just falls apart because we rushed into it instead of just, you know, taking our time. I think that's really important in any kind of relationship that you have, is just to take your time and enjoy that person and enjoy each other. Because if you're rushing the whole relationship and you're rushing every little aspect of your relationship and you're just rushing that person, and I don't think that's a good thing, to like be rushing somebody and they're rushing you, y'all are rushing each other to do things or whatever. I just think the best thing to do is take your time with it and enjoy each other's company. Like, you don't have to rush something. If something's meant to be, it's going to be. So that's why I've been kind of taking my time with it. And I've been having a lot of fun, you guys. I really have. I'm just looking forward to the future, to be honest with you, and like what's next for me. There are times where I wish I had I didn't have a 9-to-5, as people say, because I feel like people who, like, let's say like YouTube influencers or, you know, Instagram influencers or people who work for themselves, they can do whatever the hell they want. They can drop all their things at the door and say, I'm going to take a vacation today. But when you got to work a regular job every day, it's kind of hard to do that. And so there are times where I wish I could just drop everything and go on vacation, but it took me this long to get a vacation this year, you guys, because I was dragging my feet like I'm not going to take a vacation. But I really, because my mental health has been kind of sliding down the scale, I'm also going to be taking a wellness day. My job has like 2 wellness days that we can take, like mental health days we can take, and we get paid for it. So, and they don't roll over, so obviously I need to take my wellness days ASAP. So like in one day in September, I'm going to take a wellness day, and then probably take another one like later on down the road, you know. But I'm just trying to get some time to myself, guys. Like, I'm and I probably will take another vacation. Like, I don't know when I'm taking my next long vacation, but hopefully sometime soon I'll be able to take like a long vacation and just like get away and stuff. That's what I'm hoping for anyway, y'all. I'm really hoping for that, but we will see. We will definitely see, you guys. I don't know right now. But yeah, I was just talking about that with my friend. I was like, oh my god, I just need a vacation. He was just like, yeah. He was like that would be nice if we could take a vacation. I'm like, yeah, you know. So I don't know, you guys. Like, I take it one day at a time. It's easier said than done. But other than that, I really don't have a lot going on, you guys. Like, you know, just trying to get through each day as it comes, you know. I will be glad when next week gets here, though, because I definitely need a break from work. And I promise you, on my vacation, I'm not going to be home the whole week. Like, I'm not going to be in the house, because honestly, like, sometimes we don't realize it, but the house makes us sicker, and it just does. And I feel like since I've been in my house, I haven't been like well. And you know, working from home, I think, plays a huge role in it too, you guys. I'm not even gonna lie, like, even though I'm working at home and it's supposed to be this great thing, working at home also kind of adds to my depression, because I don't get to see people. I'm just here with my daughter, and she's gonna go back to school next month, and it's gonna be me here by myself every day, working with nobody here with me. So it's a daily struggle, y'all, you know. But I just have to pull through, you know. I have to pull through. But yeah, the goal for me is just not to stay in the house, y'all. That's why I want to go away next weekend, because I just want to get away. Like, and I think my mom will be understanding about that, you know. I think she'll understand, like, why I need to leave, and, you know, why it's important for me to just take some time for myself. Like, it's nothing against nobody. It's not that I'm trying to, like, not want to be around people. It's just more so that it's rough right now for me, and I just need a break, you know, mentally, physically. Like, I just need a break. So anyway, enough about me wanting to go away, though. But other than that, I noticed what helps me too is looking at YouTube videos. That's very helpful too, like laughing at the jokes and stuff. That helps me as well. But other than that, you know, I don't know what else really helps me. I don't know, you guys. Like, I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. I'll just be glad when work is over with today and I can finally go on my drive, because I really need one. It's funny because yesterday I felt good and I didn't feel like I needed it. Today I'm like, no, I need to get away. Like, I have to get away. Like, I don't feel good. Like, somebody help me. It's so hard to help patients, you know, when you don't feel good yourself. But yeah, so today's talk, I'm I'm still trying to make it, you guys. I'm still trying to pull through. Some days are better than others, you know. And I'm human, and sometimes I actually just want to have days where I want to vent to somebody about everything I'm going through. But then I'm kind of cautious of that, too, because I don't want to put what I'm going through onto another person. So I try to be more cautious of that. But I think the biggest thing that I need to do is just make sure that I'm always not home. I think that's going to help my mental health the most. It's just me being on the go way more and not being in the house. That's going to be the biggest thing to help me. So I'm always going to make it a point. I know during the week is kind of hard for me to do that, especially with my daughters in school. But once every weekend, I'm just going to make it a point to leave my house and not be here. I'm just going to make it a point to just not be home, because I can't keep staying here like this. Like, it makes everything 10 times worse. Like, the funny part is I used to be such a huge homebody. I wouldn't leave my house. I would just sit here and I would be content with that. But now I'm realizing, like, none of that's healthy. And I need to leave the house to feel better, you know? But I don't know, you guys. Like, I'm just learning a lot about myself. Like, I'm learning, like, what I deserve. I'm learning, like, what I don't like, what I want to change, what I don't want to change. And, you know, I'm just living my life. I have not even been on TikTok for days, you guys. I just thought about that. Like, I usually record a video for TikTok at least every couple of days. But I have not been recording because my depression has been that bad that I just haven't felt like recording. It's like, I don't want to do it. So, yeah, hopefully I'll get back on TikTok soon, you guys. I'm hoping, I'm praying. But anyway, you guys, my break is actually about to end in like 3 minutes. And I had to get back on the clock, unfortunately. Hopefully my daughter will wake up soon. As soon as she wakes up, I'm going to get her a bath and get her dressed. So that way, once I get off the clock, me and her can go for like a little drive. But anyway, guys, peace and love. I will talk to you guys soon.